On Midwest Week, controversial plans for parking trucks on the Davenport Riverfront. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Devin Patel, reporter for the Quad City Times. So to start with, Devin, where would Nestle Purina like to build a parking lot for its trucks?
So the proposed location was on the 1900 block of West River Drive, which people would know as the former landfill site.
And why this particular location?
Well, it was originally thought of as a good location because it would allow an easier drop-off site for its trucks, and so it would be able to take off truck traffic off of Rockingham Road, which is about to begin construction soon.
Okay, so close to the Nestle Purina plant, but off of Rockingham Road.
Correct.
Okay. And how big a parking lot would this be? Are we talking just some concrete? Are we talking guard shacks, fences, and all that other stuff?
Well, the actual site is 19.47 acres, and so Nestle Purina's original plans were to dump $5 million worth of investment into the property, and so that would require a bunch of concrete, too. But part of the initial thoughts, too, were for some fencing as well. This obviously would be for Nestle Purina's use and not for public use.
Okay. And what's in it for the city of Davenport?
Well, Nestle has been in the city for over 100 years, so it's being a good corporate partner. But also, too, is that by building this specific location, it would take perhaps 10,000 trucks off of Rockingham Road, which, you know, as said before, has been in the works for some time and been an issue.
Okay. What about the leases and length of agreements and all that? What are we talking so far?
So the licensing agreement that went before the Levy Improvement Commission was for 50 years. At one point, though, in the discussion phase, there was a thought that a 25-year option would also be added on top of it. That was not in the final agreement that went before the Levy Improvement Commission.
Okay, so the company is asking for 50 years, give or take?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Devin, most of us remember all the years that the cities in this area have been trying to take back their riverfront from industrial uses. Doesn't this sort of go against that?
It would, and that essentially went into the Levy Improvement Commission's decision to recommend not to go through with the lease. The Levy Improvement Commission sees themselves as stewards for the riverfront, and so by essentially giving away this property for little cost, that's essentially what they thought going through with it would do.
Now, is there some other possible use for this property? I mean, it's right by the river. It's probably in the floodplain. It's an old landfill site. Is there any other use for it besides just green space at this point?
Well, there hasn't been any proposal yet for how to use it. Obviously, Veterans Memorial Park is nearby, too. But the city has not yet come up with a plan for how to use it. The point, though, is that Levy Improvement Commission members didn't want to see a parking lot or trucks, in essence, right after the Welcome to Davenport sign.
Oh, that's right. There is that sign right next to it. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I get the impression that this project has been in the works for a while, but city council members and Levy Improvement Commission people seem to think that they were surprised by it all. What was going on here?
So the project initially was brought forward by Mike Clark, the former public works director for the city of Davenport, and that was a couple of years ago. And so the actual agreement had taken some time, and then, of course, Clark resigned towards the end of October of 2015. However, it's been going through multiple different approval phases, though, too, not only from the city standpoint, but also from Nestle Purina's corporate structure. In going through the different communications, that's one thing that was noticed is that it did take some time to go up to senior leadership as Nestle too, which dragged along the process.
Okay, so it's been sort of in the works for about 2 years, something like that?
Something like that, yes.
And do we know which departments of the city have been involved in this? I mean, it sounds like some, but certainly not all.
Well, with Clark starting the project, Public Works started it. However, every department in the city of Davenport was informed about this because this project was discussed at department head meetings. Mm-hmm. So whether it's from community planning and economic development, public works, finance, everyone has been involved.
Okay, but it sounded like from your stories that even though all these departments were involved, the Levy Improvement Commission, City Council, they were not involved until early this year?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Did that bother them? Did they feel like they were surprised, or they just say, oh, okay, well, let's consider it?
Well, the City Council had mixed reactions. You could see that not only in the comments, but also in the body language. Alderman Mike Mattson and Alderwoman Rita Rawson, for example, had request copies of the documents that I was supplied with through the Open Records Act, while others almost looked like they knew about it from the initial phases or at some point during it. The Levy Improvement Commission was never notified. None of the members knew about it.
Okay. And remind us, the Levy Improvement Commission, it's advisory, or does it actually have veto power over something like this?
It does have power. So any recommendations that the Levy Improvement Commission makes would require a supermajority vote by the Davenport City Council to override it. So that means 8 members or more would have to vote on it.
Okay. And then what about the City Council? Do you get a reading on whether they like the idea or they hate it or anything like that?
Well, I think the reactions basically showed that there was a mixed reaction to it. However, it never got to that stage, so still people haven't been able to comment on it yet.
Okay. What about Mayor Klipsch? What has he said, if anything?
The mayor was actually somewhat supportive of it, given that when the initial proposal came forward at the Levy Improvement Commission meeting in January, he actually, along with Tom Flaherty from the Chamber of Commerce, were almost acting as the petitioners for the project. Mm. Nestle Purina did not actually send a representative to the meeting.
Okay. And what about what's the status of the project right now?
So on March 1st, Nestle Purina sent in a letter in which they temporarily withdrew the licensing agreement. So that prevented it from going to the City Council for a vote.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone, like the Levy Improvement Commission, or anyone suggested some other site, or they just say, we don't like it, you know, go back to the drawing board or something like that?
The Levy Improvement Commission hasn't commented on alternative sites. However, immediately after the commission voted on it in January, two different site owners contacted the City of Davenport about other options. Davenport went ahead and started looking at those. However, there's been no mention of whether or not those would be viable options.
Now, I get the impression from your story, Devin, that some people in the city departments may not have been involved in this, like the guy who said just in the last month or two, oh, what about the floodplain?
Yeah, so, I mean, new information has always come forward, so it's not as if every single person knew what was going on. However, I mean, there was some knowledge throughout all departments. It would be safe to say that.
Okay. And once again, will this come up again soon, or we just don't know at this point?
We don't know whether or not the city will discuss it. However, there will be more information coming out shortly.